When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, comedian Drew Hastings and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Oh, my God.
What? I can't hear. Give me the headset.
I'm getting something. Oh, my God.
It's the most terrifying sound you'll ever hear.
What is it?
I don't know. Would you shut up? This is a matter of life or death. Years and years of civilization could be rocked by this.
Give me the headset. I want to hear.
Oh, my God.
Forget about the Da Vinci Code. Bob and Tom Pictures presents the Morse Code.
Oh, no. I can't believe it.
What? What's the message say?
It says, greetings. Stop. I knocked up Mary Magdalene. Stop. Don't tell anyone. Stop.
The Morse Code. Eastern Orthodox religion meets Western Union. Don't miss Morse Code, the movie. Only from Bob and Tom Pictures. Morse Code. It'll dash your belief system. For more previews, go to morsecode.com.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Tom Griswold, and Tom, we have a special guest.
Oh, we sure do. We haven't seen him in the flesh in a couple of years.
Right here in the building.
Yeah. It's comedian and author Drew Hastings. Hey, Drew. Good
to
see you.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Great. Nice to see you.
I thought you had your phone up to your ear, and it just dawned on me you're holding your headphones behind your head.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm holding one up to my ear.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to mess up his hair because he's trying to win the Rod Stewart in 1975 look-alike
contest.
It's a
good look.
Well, no, I don't like to mess up the hair. I've got a show Friday.
Sure. Yeah. You got
I like the finger on the ear look. You look like Mariah Carey about to do a...
You know, a lot of people say that.
Now, to get that rooster look, is that dippity-doo? What is the...
Dippity-doo?
You'd be surprised.
No, you cut into the hair. It's not a matter of product. Although I have products going back into the early 90s. I have product, Tom, that is so old that it's gone bad... And then gone rancid, the product, and then reconstituted itself and is now usable again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we'll catch up and see what's going on in your life in a matter of moments. But right.
Actually, I'm glad Drew's here because he can consult young Willie Griswold. Because you were talking earlier, William, about, let's just have this email speak for itself. Hey, guys, especially Willie, we used to smoke Bible paper in jail with our marijuana.
Oh, so you're comparing me to criminals now.
In jail, Willie.
I was a child. We learned about it from a movie.
I'd
never heard of it.
Did you ever hear about the Electrica banana thing from Donovan and people were...
Yeah, so we did that. In fact, I can remember back in 68... actually taking banana peels and putting them under the hot water heater where the gas little burner thing was to dry out. But I can tell you, we were never, as rebellious as I was never blasphemous enough to tear out pages of a Bible. That I sat in the green room where I heard Willie saying that going, oh my God.
Apparently it's a thing.
You wear black, you got cool hair. I thought you were cool and you're a nerd like the rest.
I am cool. You know, Jesus wore black, Willie.
Well, here's what the...
I've never seen that.
I haven't either. I always wore white in my Bibles. Yeah.
And white and blonde hair and tan. Yes. Hey, this is Josh from our prisoner emeritus here on the... He's one of our advisors. Okay. He said, we used to smoke Bible paper in jail, and we would say, if you can't get it in your heart... get it in your lungs.
Oh, all right.
The Bible, see?
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Now, the banana thing, the recipe that I recall was you scraped the inside of the banana peel and baked it.
Yeah.
And then chopped it up and smoked it. It doesn't work.
No.
According to my research. I never did it.
Mm-hmm. Then how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know, Tom?
Well, they're reliable.
You never did anything wrong, did you?
I did lots of things, but not that. Now,
it works if you mix it with a little crack.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, yeah. That'll get you high.
Yeah, well, maybe the banana that I was smoking got stepped on, and the guy slipped.
That's right.
Stepped on a banana peel. Classic comedy joke.
Sure.
Where does that come from?
Slipping on a banana peel.
I don't think that's funny. First of all,
you don't?
No. And where did it first happen that somebody? Oh, that's funny. Let's put that in the movie.
I bet somebody really gets hurt doing it.
I saw somebody. I saw it happen.
Yeah, really?
Sure.
I'm not kidding. I was laughing. So it was at lunch in junior high. This girl Stephanie, who was already kind of a doofus.
Yeah.
Somebody just thought it would be funny as everybody was exiting the cafeteria to throw a banana peel, and we saw it land on the floor. Stephanie was just, she was talking to her friend, stepped on it. I mean, ass over tea kettle. And my friend Paul and I laughed for over an hour because we were both kicked out of our next classroom. We were still laughing.
Oh, so. My goodness.
Oh my so we can't.
She probably broke her tailbone.
I think, Chick, where that came from. Now, this is just my theory.
Mm-hmm.
All comedy comes from pain.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And there's nothing more comedically painful than somebody going, whoop.
Well, there you go.
Is it like a vaudeville thing or like
I think so.
The Keystone Maybe. Cops kind of running around, kind of thing?
Well, you guys, we differ greatly on the Stooges. You guys love the Three Stooges, and you can have the Three Stooges.
And as a sub thing in that genre, I love Shemp.
Sure.
Curly's great, but I there's something about Shemp that I love. Speaking of slipping on a banana peel, remember the story last year about the guy that they had him on camera pretending that he'd fallen? He was trying to sue some grocery store, and they had him sort of inching up to the spot, looking around very carefully, lying down, and then splaying out his arms. I've been hurt. Little research here. Apparently, the first time the banana peel gag appeared on the big screen was in a Charlie Chaplin movie called By the Sea.
Ah.
Playing the tramp, he tossed the banana peel on the ground without paying attention, only to slip on his own garbage later.
Oh.
Funny. And a poignant comment on littering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those fellas at Nintendo, they took it one step further in Mario Kart. You even drive over a banana, your car spins out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hilarious.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
And then, according to this guy, using Bible pages to roll joints, once again, we don't approve of this, it's called holy rollers.
Oh, all right. Makes sense.
Apparently, it's a thing. I had no idea.
Never heard of it till today myself. I didn't.
Oh, what paper is this? Top? No, King James.
Oh. Wow.
The only papers I remember were zigzags. Are those still out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Zigzags are a workhorse of the industry. Am I
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Wasn't one called Easy Widers?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that
they were 1.5 times.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they're zigzag, a little bit easier to roll, right?
Tops. Raw. Elements.
Now, what do they have now for the large? Is the big one's called a spliff, right?
A king size. A spliff is a marijuana and tobacco mixed and rolled together.
Right.
Okay. But, oh, I see. So is that the one that uses the cigar?
No, that's a blunt. Okay. And that's where you take the guts out. You take the tobacco out, you fill it with pot.
Sure. So my question is to make a spliff, do they have like the huge papers?
No, it's just a 1.25. It's a traditional paper.
Okay. Now, I remember the guys from, Cheech and Chong were in here. And remember they had the album that had the gigantic papers on it. And they, of course, guys would come up to them and have a foot-long joint and hand it to them.
Hilarious.
They would get showered with joints while on stage. He said back in the day they would collect them and actually smoke them. You can only imagine in today's world what might be in them.
Yeah.
Could be quite scary, really.
Well, that used to be Drew's point. I mean, you used to be able to smoke a joint and have a nice time.
You had a nice time.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And now, though.
Man, look at him. He's mad.
You
now.
Smoke one joint, you're out for the evening.
You're out for the night. You drive by a car load with subwoofers and you pick the stuff up and you got to pull over. You're so high. I get out of an elevator where people were smoking and I'm woozy.
Crazy good stuff.
I love the day. It's amazing. You'll pull up next to a car.
Yeah.
And you know when they're smoking.
And it's a whoa.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you?
Well, I'm actually a little down the dumps today, to be honest with you, Tom.
Oh. Why?
I lost a bunch of money over the weekend and some dude worked me over down to the pool hall. I got swindled. Oh. And I should have seen it coming.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, my mom, Phyllis, you know her ex-boyfriend, Travis?
Yeah.
He used to hustle down at Benny's regular back when they had billiards.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of hard to do it now. It's just fried pickles and pull tabs. But, you know, I was just a small fry at the time. But back then, he'd bring me along with him just to hold his heaters between shots.
Uh-huh.
Now, and he'd always tell me when hustling a guy, you got to play, you're supposed to play bad at first to lure him in.
Sure,
you know,
that's
like,
right.
Live bait. Then you lose a few games on purpose. Then you raise your bet and light it up.
Yep.
So the other night, I was up like $10 on this guy. Was up like, you know, $10 on him. And then he was all, hey, let me have a chance to break even, Donnie. Begging, talking about his car payment. And he's like, let's go double or nothing. Well, 5 or 6 double or nothings later, he'd won back all my money. Plus my buddy Brad's truck that I borrowed for the day. And Brad's brand new steel chainsaws in his back seat.
Oh, man.
Not to mention, I feel like I shame my own family name because of it. Because fact remains, my mom Phyllis was a genuine pool hustler.
No kidding.
You know? Well, I remember sitting around Thanksgiving table hearing stories about how one time she hustled the famous Minnesota Fats.
Wow.
Yep, legend has it, she took his shirt off his back.
Huh?
Of course, they were playing strip pool. It's like strip poker, but with a lot more leaning across the table. But according to my Uncle Sonny, my mom Phyllis had Minnesota buck naked by the time she's done with him.
Wow.
I don't know if I consider that a win, though. I looked up pictures. Uh-huh. Those Fats had bigger boobs than Bruce Valiant. Swear to God. Hey, by the way, I've always wanted to know, is it butt naked or buck naked?
That's a good question. I always
thought it was buck.
It's buck?
Buck mm-hmm, it naked.
Is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've only used that, Christy, during deer season because I'm real Pacific that way.
That's current right now.
And what about nip it in the bud or nip it in the butt?
Bud, I think on that
bud.
One, yeah.
Well, I know in the past, whenever I wanted to nip it in the butt, Angel Skinner's always said she was saving that for her second marriage. Okay, I better run. I got small claims, 10:45. I still need to find a pair of Zubos to match my Icky Woods jersey. Hey, Christy, I'll need that child support check for December this week. I'm a little light.
Okay, thank you, Donnie.
Let's see. Dear Chick, this is from someone named Mary. How Tom and Chick have ruined my life. I do admit that I always follow Tom's rules to live by.
Okay.
First and foremost, pee when you have the opportunity.
Yes, always.
But when I hear Dirty Deeds by AC/DC, I always have to scream, done dirt cheap, or thought creeps into my head that I could hear Tom saying Dirty Deeds and the Dunder Chief.
The Dunder Chief, of course.
Not Dunder
the
Chief.
The Indigenous peoples of Australia.
Really?
Exactly.
Yes, the Dunder Chief would
lead
the hunt every year.
Yeah, and chickens ruined my life. I was currently working on a project for a client from Loganville, Alabama. All I could hear was Chick saying, Logan, I've made a boom boom in my
Professor, what? All right.
Can you lift me out? You're the Wolverine.
I got you.
You're super strong, right?
Don't stiffen up. You got to help me here.
Help me, Logan.
Professor.
I'm dead weight. I feel like I'm dead weight.
All right, look, you're fine.
I'm sorry. I can't walk. Stupid world. David Rush.
He's back at it.
Mr. Rush, back at it.
How about it?
New world record. The record for the most consecutive axe juggling catches.
Dave, now, see, this is serious.
axe juggling catches.
It's not serious.
If
it's
an axe juggling miss
is a bad deal,
could mean you become a one-handed juggler or a one-footed juggler.
Yeah, but you're doing it by choice. It's not if you're working with an axe and an accident happens, that's kind of badass in a way, right? But this is you're volunteering to just hurt yourself.
Christy, don't you have the world record for juggling X's?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I do.
That did not get the laugh it deserved.
Whoa! The record to beat was 937, and he crushed it with a total of 2,919 catches.
Whoa. He sure did crush it.
In 21 minutes, 11 seconds.
Man. How many axes? Just three?
I guess just three, yeah.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
I've been told juggling three, I can juggle three if I really practice, and I'm okay.
You can juggle three oranges.
Yes, but I can't. Five is crazy difficult, I guess.
But again, I'm looking at this thing. Yeah, he's got three. He makes a mistake. Look at this. Look at this, Christy. See the way this axe is flying there? He could get the world record for the weirdest way to castrate yourself.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Josh. Tom just said, hey, look at the way this axe is flying. Did you hear him?
Chick, you couldn't do this for 10 seconds.
Well, what does that have to do with him doing it? Nothing, Tom.
And there's nothing impressive about doing this.
No.
Sure there is.
Are you
kidding?
Foolish.
Anybody who can juggle axes, I think it's impressive.
Really? Let's see him come in here every morning and not lose it in mind. How about that?
Yeah, you're right. What you've done.
Thank you. Let's see him juggle that. A personal life, two dogs, you, her. This, I guess it's your son. I don't know. Josh, for some damn reason.
You couldn't juggle three.
I can call the crossfire.
Three axe deodorants.
Oh.
You're right. You know, everybody's picking on Tom a little bit. I'd like to come to his defense.
Okay,
you know,
sure.
I'm looking around the room, and I got to be honest with you guys. In this era right now, in this country of job retention and the difficulty in retaining workers, Tom here, I notice, has been able to hold this crew together through a series of subtle coercion, overt threats, and smoke and mirror pay policies.
Exactly.
I just commend him.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
That's quite a you're
That's
on.
A good observation.
I'm just trying to make the point. This guy juggling these axes, this is really cool. He's crushed the world record, and this is a dangerous, dangerous skill. The record he beat was held by Johnny One Hand Harris. That wasn't his nickname before he had the record.
Of course,
One
Hand.
Okay,
Johnny
is that
One
sports?
Hand. What? Yes,
oh, I
that's
love
sports.
Him.
Okay, thank you very much, Chick McGee. Now,
you're right.
Hey,
Rocky.
Tell us.
This is what you partner for.
Yeah. You little girl.
That's Finn. Chick McGee, this is what you farted for. Joining us in the studio behind the glass over there.
Lord. Sorry.
The former mayor of Hillsborough, Ohio. He is Drew Hastings. Mm. Drew is on his way to Middleport, Ohio this Friday night with Jeff Oskey for a night of stand-up comedy. Former mayor, how does
former
that feel?
Former mayor. Well, you know, it's funny you mention this because the hardest part of being a former mayor is that I have to drive around Hillsborough and see everything that I see wrong that the new mayor is not doing.
Ah.
So you're driving around and it's, oh, for God's sakes, they haven't done the fall leaf collection. Leaves blowing everywhere. Yeah. This mayor's out of control. Look, I'm driving 50 in a school zone. Why isn't a cop pulling me out? This mayor's let this police department go rogue. But I will tell you, I have to think that being a former mayor is somewhat like being an ex-husband.
Oh.
Because you kind of drive, you know, it's that former domain. You drive by your ex's house and it's, well, look, oh, for God's sakes, look, he hasn't cut the grass in 2 weeks, that new guy. He hasn't, look, he's kissing her all wrong. That's not how you do it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.